Thank you for joining me. Catherine Rodriguez, who is the star of The Bombshell, which is returning with an all-new show, The Bombshells, and you're featuring some wonderful music. We'll get to that in a moment, but welcome to Nights.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And you brought with you an artiste outside, Davide Palazzo.
Yes, that's right.
And he's done a wonderful version of you. Have you got a full-size picture of that
Yeah, the poster painting? Is a full size.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Definitely
that'd be
paints
cool.
me in a good light. So yeah. I'm well, happy with that.
I don't know about that. I'm sure the camera loves you, right? And the Bombshell show. What can you tell us about that? Because it's back by popular demand, returning to the Village Theatre Sanctuary Cove next month.
Yeah, we did a launch event at the Village Theatre in August, which went really well. It was sort of just launching a new brand, which is the Bombshell brand, and giving everyone a little bit of a taster of, you know, what was to come. And then Matt Hollywood, who has the theatre there in Sanctuary Cove.
Matt.
Everyone knows Matt.
Yeah. Matt taught me how to take a selfie.
Oh, yeah. He is the king of selfies.
He is.
Definitely. Definitely,
yeah.
Yes. They definitely clog up my news feed. Yeah. But he very kindly invited us back to the theatre and thought we would just sort of do the same kind of thing. And I was like, no. If we're coming back, let's do something bigger and better than last time.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up with a new concept that isn't so much about the character Bombshell, but looking at all the different bombshells from the 30s until now and sort of paying tribute to those.
Right. And you've before doing this show, you'd played a bombshell. A very famous bombshell,
yes,
didn't you, at Warner Brothers Movie World?
Yeah, that was my first gig, playing Marilyn at Movie World. So the sort of the idea for the show and for the character did start with Marilyn, but then sort of got a little bit frustrated just being an impersonator and wanted to sort of create something a little bit more exciting and a bit more sort of three-dimensional and make it my own. So
I think I saw you as Marilyn there once. It was back in 07, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. That could have been me, although there were a few of us.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you never know. Everyone goes, oh, I saw you there, but not necessarily.
But your face structure looks familiar. I know you've got to wear that crazy wig when you do the Marilyn Monroe thing.
Yeah.
That's not flattering, I've got to tell you. I mean, you get beautiful women wear those wigs. And even that, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, we got some interesting feedback from the park. So
imagine.
I've made sure that my wig is a little bit more flattering this time. So,
good.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Movie World's a great place. I usually get a VIP pass every year. And
yeah, it's good fun. Good value.
Splash out to $100 on that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to return in a way to that role as well. That's one of the many bombshells you'll be playing at Sanctuary Cove at the Village Theatre,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, we do a little bit of Marilyn, but then there's also Liza Minnelli, Peggy Lee, Mae West. There's a little bit of everything, and rather than trying to impersonate them, I'm sort of more going for paying homage to them, I guess. So we do their numbers, but we're not trying to claim that we are any of those characters, but more just... yeah, pay them some respect and have a little bit of fun with it too, not take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah, it's great music too, those artists you just mentioned, Peggy Lee. I mean, Marilyn Monroe, a lot of people don't realise just what a damn fine singer she was. I mean,
she had a beautiful voice.
She did.
But yeah, one of the things that I'm talking about in the show is that none of these bombshells are remembered for their talent. Well, I think we know. Most of them were remembered by their platinum blonde hair and their curves and for playing dumb. But most of them were, you know, they were producers, they were actors, they were singers, they were songwriters. And so we're kind of going, yes, they were beautiful, but they did so much more than that.
This is it, yes. And Marilyn was a very intelligent lady from what I understand.
Oh, she knew what she was doing. Yeah, nothing she said just came out. She was very calculated. She was a very smart lady.
Yeah, I read a few bios on her. Dolly Parton, another of the
Yes, another
shells.
Very smart blonde.
Yes. Well, I can see you doing Dolly, yeah.
Yeah, I used to get told that I looked like a young Dolly Parton, and I took offence to it until I looked her up recently and saw her as a younger woman. I went, oh, okay, maybe that's not such a bad thing.
Yeah, look, Dolly's got a knockers, but I like her. Liza Minnelli?
Yes, love Liza. Classic. Not the classic bombshell. I don't think she pops into mind when people think bombshell because she's not blonde and she did have a different kind of look, but she, you know, she played a good femme fatale and had her talent was incredible.
Oh,
so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and definitely one of my favourites.
Judy Garland, her mum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Talented family.
I reckon.
And she started out a little bit awkward, but she sort of grew into her looks and then just is remembered, thankfully, for her incredible talent as well.
Really started out as a child. child star, didn't she?
She was, definitely. Yeah. And she struggled with that because she started so young. People wanted her to stay that young. And
she only lived into her 40s, didn't she?
Yeah, she was, I think, 47 when she...
In fact, that's one of the keys to some of these stars that you play in the Bombshells is that they had relatively short lifespans.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, and I am taking a look at that. I don't want to just focus on what people saw on screen. I want them to know about the struggle that went on behind the camera because of, you know, what the producers and the agents were doing to them, and that pressure obviously got to some of them, and they didn't all live as long as they should have.
Yeah, it must have been an enormous pressure for some of those iconic Bombshells that they were living under day to day.
Yeah, I mean, look, we think that right now we're putting so much pressure on performers to be so skinny, but I mean, Judy Garland was being told she was fat when she was 12.
Wow.
So the same struggles are happening now that happened way back then. And
Do you cop that pressure too as an artist?
It's very tough. It's very tough. I mean, even when I was working at Movie World, I did play Marilyn, but trying to get another role, I was too curvy to do other characters. And so you constantly, even when you're, you know, an 11-year-old in a Steadfords, you get put in certain costumes because you're the bigger girl in the group. So it's crazy that kids have to think about that.
Because you're not a stick figure.
No, that's it. And, you know, one of the reasons I created the character of Bombshell was, oh, I can finally just get comfortable in my own skin and not be trying to fit someone else's mould and take some of the pressure off myself. Not that I really do take the pressure off myself, but I'm trying.
Well, it must be a lot of pressure. So when you go out to a coffee club or somewhere, you order the salad instead of...
I don't eat brownies or caramel slices, no.
Yeah, right. I think you might occasionally. Just occasionally.
I'm only human, come on.
That's right, that's exactly it.
And that's what the gym's for. So.
Is that part of your fitness regimen? You go
definitely,
to the gym?
Especially now because it is an intense show. It's 60 minutes and there's no interval. And it's pretty much singing and dancing for the whole show. So I've got to make sure. I kind of write the show and then realise how demanding it is and go, oopsie, I've got 2 weeks to get fit. So, yeah, I'm very aware of that at the moment.
Quick edit. Scene where I'm sitting on a stool doing bugger all.
Exactly. And ask one of my dancers to bring me a bottle of water and a towel.
Exactly. I mean, that could be one of those nice, quiet Judy Garland moments.
That's it.
Quiet, please. There's a lady on stage.
Exactly. I'm just going to sit and breathe and enjoy the instrumental.
Exactly. Just chill and... do all that on stage. Yeah, Catherine Rodriguez, who's enjoying the way I say her name exotically. And what were you saying you expecting? People expect Selma Hayek lookalike to walk through the door when
they
hear
they kind of look at me and go, Rodriguez. And I go, yeah, I know. Just don't even ask.
You're not particularly tall, are you? Like, I mean,
no,
I'm one of these 6 foot plenty club people. So what are you, 5 foot?
I'm 5'4".
Four.
Apparently, I'm exactly average for Australian
women.
You
would be, yeah, 5'4".
So I'm fine with that.
That's without heels, even.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Winning.
Do you wear heels a bit?
I do. I do. I used to wear them a lot more, and I think I'm maybe getting a bit old because they're just, I don't see the point anymore. I'd rather wear sneakers, if we're being honest.
Are you still in your 20s?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you reckon you're getting too old for heels?
Yeah, look, when you started as a dancer and you get told by your osteopath that you actually have the joints of a 55-year-old,
That's
it just
not
changes
flattering.
Your perspective on things. So.
Thank you, doctor. I needed to hear that.
Yeah, so ain't nobody got time for high heels anymore.
No, exactly. All right. Well, congrats on the show because you are not only the star, you're also the writer, the producer.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure right there.
In other words, I'm a little bit crazy. Especially doing it a second time. I thought I'd had enough the first time around because you are wearing so many different hats. And on the day when you have 10 different people coming to you with technical issues and you're just trying to remember your lines, I didn't think I'd want to go through that again. But then I did. So here we are.
Well, did you ever imagine your life would turn out the way it has at the moment?
No, definitely not. I mean, performing, yes, but I was used to just performing other people's work and it was frustrating. I was starting to get a little bit bored doing that, but that didn't mean I necessarily thought I was going to create my own work. I just thought, oh, maybe I just need a career change or something. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, even 18 months ago when I first came up with the idea for Bombshell, I didn't think it'd go this way. It was so small scale and now it's kind of ticketed events and things. I'm just kind of pinching myself.
You must be happy.
I am. Yeah, it's still a bit of a dream, but it's exciting. But it's hard. You can't really ever take the pressure off yourself because there's always there's always a to-do list with 30 things on it. And so people go, oh, don't you want to just pat yourself on the back? I'm like, actually, no, I just need to get through the to-do list today. Talk exactly. to me in a few weeks' time.
And there's not going to be any free Saturday nights for a while in November.
Nope.
You blocked out Saturday the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd and the 29th in November for these shows, which kick off at 5:30, a little bit earlier.
5:30, yeah. Matt's got his show on in the theatre at 7:30. So we're sort of doing this great little...
Good on you, Matt.
Yeah. So, I know, right. So inconsiderate.
But
we're doing an earlier show. But I think it kind of works because my show is very family friendly.
Okay.
So, you know, I think it works well for the whole family to come out earlier and then they can go have dinner afterwards.
Well, I'm going to have to come down and see this show, I can
tell.
Please
do. Please
do. Yeah, absolutely. It'd be good. Can we, question without notice, could we get you to sing something a cappella tonight? Is that nasty? I won't.
That's very mean, especially since I've been rehearsing all day. But
unprepared and unplanned as we are.
Yeah.
Bit of pressure from my producer, Olympia, for you to sing, Catherine. Is there anything you could whip
Happy
out for us?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Walter. Happy birthday to you. Oh,
did it suddenly get hot in here?
That was very cruel.
That was good. This is my birthday month.
You it was meant to be. I totally arranged that beforehand.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well done. Yeah. And you're also featuring in this show the musical direction of Joel Nicholas Curtis.
Yeah. Funny story with Joel. I actually did one of my first musicals when I was about 16 with him at the Gold Coast Arts Centre, and he played my onstage boyfriend. And we haven't really spoken for the last 10 years. And when I was organising the last event at the Village Theatre, I sort of said, oh, you know what, I want to put a band together. And he just replied on Facebook going, we should talk. And then it all just kind of happened. We put a band together, did the launch, and now he's sort of just part of my kind of core team, and it's just awesome.
Part of your entourage.
Exactly.
Catherine's
yes.
crew.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's how I roll.
And choreography by Michelle Riggles.
Yeah, also was my dance teacher when I was about 18 and, you know, lost touch while I moved around and everything. Mm. And she sort of jokingly put her hand up to choreograph for me last year when I was starting to put together. It was more of a corporate show when I first put Bombshell together. And I said, oh, I'm looking for someone to choreograph. And she didn't actually mean it when she said, oh, I'll do it. I only found this out a couple of months ago. She'd completely given up on choreographing and teaching. And when I took her seriously, she went, oh, crap, she actually needs me on board. But it just worked out beautifully because she's got kind of the passion back for choreography and is so talented. We just get each other's kind of vision and finish each other's sentences, which is really nice.
That's
so.
Good. That's yeah. good. So it is a 60-minute show, as you said earlier. Mm-hmm. That's a lot out there, in especially when you're covering artists as diverse as Peggy Lee through to Julie Garland. In this show, you also are featuring Erin O'Flaherty, which is a real person, by the way.
Yes.
It does sound like...
To be sure.
It does sound like a bad Irish joke, doesn't it? Cara Adams, Tiffany Sinclair and Kelly Manning as the Bombshell dancers.
Yes, lucky them. No, they're really talented. And the thing that's excited me the most about Bombshell is creating the local opportunities for performers because so many shows just get brought here from Melbourne and Sydney and don't hire anyone. Or overseas. And us Queenslanders really get overlooked. Mm. And so as I saw sort of the potential for Bombshell to grow, I went, maybe I shouldn't just create a job for myself, but start looking at how I can create opportunities for sort of my peers. Because I had a lucky break and got to Melbourne and Sydney and got to do that. And I've been able to use that experience to sort of move me forward. But people that grew up on the Gold Coast and haven't left don't really know how to bridge the gap. And it's not fair that we should have to move to Sydney or Melbourne if we want to get the work. There should be work here. Why not?
Yeah. Were you a Gold Coast girl originally?
I was born in Sydney, but I moved here when I was 8. So I call the Gold Coast home. Yeah, I think so. I'm not a huge fan of Sydney. So.
No, I went back on the weekend and I like great place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
That's it. Again. It's a lot of fun. There's lots to see and do, but it can get a little bit tedious living there. I like the lifestyle on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it's so much cruisier, isn't it?
Very relaxed. And clean and just nice in general.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So where to from here? Once you've done Bombshells and that show's wrapped up, what are your ambitions? What do you want to do?
Well, I'm hoping
the world is your oyster.
Let's hope so. I mean, I'm hoping that the wrap-up at the Village Theatre isn't the wrap-up for the Bombshells. It's sort of been designed in a way that it could easily go on tour. Uh-huh. So I'd love to take it around Australia and maybe even New Zealand, but bring my dancers with me so my Queenslanders can come along for the ride. But then, the sky is the limit for Bombshell. I want to write more shows. I want to produce shows for other people as well, so it's not all about the blonde Bombshell in the centre. But I've sort of taken any limits off what I do in the future. I used to have a very clear idea of what I needed to do by the time I was a certain age, and once I saw that wasn't happening, I was like, that's probably just a bit unrealistic and it's shutting off other opportunities that I could actually be getting. So now I just try and meet every person I can and look for opportunity and just go where the wind takes me, basically.
Yeah. But, do you want to stay with stage as the medium?
I mean, when I moved back to the coast, I was actually hoping to make a try at film and television a little bit more and never saw myself going back on stage. Well, not for a while. But I've realised that, my passion does lie in live performance. There's nothing like it, the kind of the high that you get and how risky it is. I'm very happy to keep doing that. But I don't know. I don't mind. If I'm performing and I can get paid to do what I love, I mean, I'm not going to be picky.
Exactly. I mean, that's not working, is it?
No, that's it.
It really isn't. Well, congratulations with the new show.
Thank you.
Bombshells is going to be playing. The Bombshells will be playing at the Village Theatre, Sanctuary Cove, next month. They booked out all the Saturday nights, essentially, with yourself first up and then Matt Hollywood doing his show afterwards. And so where can people book it online?
To the website. So www.bombshell-blonde.com.
Are you a natural blonde?
I was born blonde.
Okay.
Let's just leave it at that.
We will. We'll leave it there. Thank you.